This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is blasting what he calls a radical leaked draft opinion, suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortion nationwide. On Tuesday, Biden warned that a whole range of rights are in jeopardy if it holds. The court cautioned that the draft was not final, and the Chief Justice John Roberts said he had ordered an investigation in what he called an egregious breach of trust. Biden said he would work with Congress to legislate the right to abortion into federal law, but such efforts have failed in the past. Vice President Kamala Harris, in remarks at the 30th annual We Are Emily National Conference and Gala, says a leaked Supreme Court draft decision that would overturn the landmark ruling confirms women's rights are imperiled.
The United States will more agree.
If there was ever any doubt about why Emily's List is important, last night makes the point. Women's rights in America are under attack.
Meanwhile, Politico, which broke the story, boosted security and warned its staff members to take extra care online following the news organization's major scoop and publishing the Supreme Court draft decision that would strike down the Roe v. Wade precedent for abortion rights. The news organization says it has restricted access to its offices as well. While the company has not reported any specific threats, its story was already the subject of rampant speculation, some of it malevolent, about its sources. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian fighters say that Russian forces have begun storming a sprawling steel plant in the besieged port city of Mariupol. Tuesday's onslaught came as scores of civilians who have been evacuated from the plant reached safer territory. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Ukraine says 101 women, men, children, and older persons left the steelworks. Elsewhere, Russian troops shelled a chemical plant in the eastern city, killing at least 10 people. Explosions were heard in the western city of Lviv, which has been a haven for those fleeing fighting in the east. The U.S. State Department says an American women's basketball star is being wrongfully detained in Russia. More from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The United States will more aggressively work to secure the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner, even as the legal case against her plays out, the State Department said Tuesday. Griner was detained at an airport in February after Russian authorities said a search of her bag revealed vape cartridges containing cannabis oil. Since then, U.S. officials had stopped short of classifying the Phoenix Mercury player as wrongfully detained and said instead that their focus was on ensuring she had access in jail to American consular affairs officials. Now her case is being shifted to the Office of the Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Affairs, a department focused on negotiating for the release of hostages and other Americans classified as being wrongfully detained in other countries. The U.S. last week secured the release of Marine veteran Trevor Reed as part of a prisoner swap that also resulted in a convicted Russian drug trafficker being freed from a prison in the U.S. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. health officials on Tuesday restated their recommendation that Americans wear masks on planes, trains, and buses, despite a court ruling last month that struck down a national mask mandate on public transportation. Americans age 2 and older should wear a well-fitting mask while in public transportation, including in airports and train stations, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, citing the current spread of coronavirus and projections of future COVID-19 trends. For months, the Transportation Security Administration had been enforcing a requirement that passengers and workers wear masks. The government had repeatedly extended that mandate, and the latest one had been set to expire May 3rd. But a federal judge in the state of Florida struck down the rule on April 18th, the same day the TSA said it would no longer enforce that mandate. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is now blasting what he calls a radical leaked draft opinion, suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortion nationwide. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.